and it's tears going fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose.
What is going on, everybody? I am Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Ton of news going on today. It's one of those days. It seems like it's always one of those days. We're going to bring you all of that and more. I want to get started with the Fani Willis decision that came down from a Georgia appeals court. If you haven't listened to the show before, I am a lawyer and an economist. I have worked in the fancy pants law firms on Wall Street in New York. I have been in both New York federal court and state court. I will get to the developments in the Luigi Mangione federal indictment and his extradition hearing and his whereabouts as we speak and the hearing that's going on right now. And I've also been involved in incredibly complicated governmental matters. I was a government lawyer for a long time. So I'm going to start with these two big legal stories and hopefully bring for each and every one of you a little bit of my background and expertise on these matters. If you've got questions for me or comments about what's been going on, please do not hesitate to reach out and call or text 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Of course, if you emailed, I'd probably give you a very long written response to your questions about these matters, because that's what I do. But let's jump in. The Fani Willis case. This is the Georgia racketeering, state law-based criminal case that was brought against Donald Trump and a bunch of alleged co-conspirators relating to their false, completely evidence-less claims and attempts to overturn the results of the 2020 election. Now, it's been a little while since we've heard about the Georgia case. And one of the reasons why it has been a while is that Fani Willis hired a special prosecutor to oversee this RICO case against Donald Trump and 10 plus other alleged co-conspirators. Again, this is all about their efforts specifically in Georgia to overturn the 2020 election, including but not limited to Donald Trump's phone call to the then and now Georgia Secretary of State asking him to find him, you know, the exact number of votes that he would have needed in Georgia in order to be declared the winner in the state of Georgia. I am also today going to get to the government shutdown and Elon Musk's. Do not worry. I'm going to get to all of the news. But I wanted to start here because I am so beside myself. Not just beside myself, disappointed, heartbroken, sad. I don't know. Pick your adjective. Because it seems as if there is going to be very little to zero accountability for anyone that was related to the efforts to overturn the 2020 election. And that really bothers me. Of course, there have been a couple of the lawyers who have been disbarred or in the process of getting disbarred. We have these state charges that Attorney General Call finally got around to filing against the false slate of electors. But when it comes to the people at the top of the pyramid, the ones who stood to benefit, from an effort to effectively overturn the will of the American voters and overthrow our government, he and his top level people are never going to be held criminally accountable for what was by any measure criminal activity. And at the same time, as an attorney that worked in government for nearly 15 years and has worked for a federal appeals court judge for a year as his elbow clerk right out of law school, I'm so angry at District Attorney Fani Willis. I'm angry at her for not understanding and frankly sacrificing some of her personal life or this relationship that she wanted to pursue and did pursue with the special prosecutor, not knowing you just can't do that. You are trying to criminally prosecute the president, the former president of the United States. You can't go to bed with the guy that you hired to oversee the special prosecution. You can't do that. I'm sorry. You like each other? That's nice. Wait until the case is done. Because that's what the claim was, that she had a conflict of interest or such an appearance of impropriety or a conflict of interest that it would undermine the public's faith in the prosecution to such a degree, that the prosecution can't go forward. And the trial court, there ended up being a complete, do you remember this? There was this mini circus act, a complete like separate mini trial before the trial court judge months and months and months ago. And he eventually decided that she could stay on the case. But that, and by she, I mean her office could remain in control of the case, but either she, Fani, the person, or the special prosecutor needed to remove themselves from any further involvement in the case. And Trump and the defendants appealed that. And the decision that came down today from the appeals court was that no, Fani Willis and her entire office can no longer prosecute the case, because if your elected district attorney is conflicted and the appearance of impropriety has tainted the elected district attorney, it has tainted the entire office. So not only is Fani Willis gone, the entire district attorney's office for Fulton County, Georgia, and the special prosecutor all off the case. Now, I'm just going to tell you this about complex prosecutions. They're complicated. See that? It's deep insights for me. And there's tons of evidence. And these prosecutors and their investigators that work with the DA's office have been working on this for years. So this is absolutely devastating for this prosecution. Now, Steve from Milwaukee, he's already on the text line asking me a question about this. Steve, thanks so much. If you want to ask me questions, give me some comments. Again, phone and text lines are open, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Steve's question to me was, Mags, why can't Georgia just appoint a new prosecutor in the case and then the case goes on? Here is the process in Georgia, and this is what I am really worried about. In Georgia, there is a committee when something like this happens who makes a decision about whether or not the prosecution itself, whether the case should even move forward at all. That's their first decision. And interesting to note, something like this happened before with DA Fani Willis. She had held a fundraiser for someone who was running against an incumbent candidate for public office. She later then brought some sort of corruption charges against this, the person, not whom she supported, but the incumbent. And she was eventually kicked off the case. And when the case got to this committee, they dismissed the charges. I'm going to tell you right now, here's what I am predicting, that this committee may dismiss these charges against Donald Trump. And the case will be done. Gone. And so I am so ticked off. And listen, this is not only the Fani Willis problem. But when you work in government, when you are a government prosecutor, I don't care at the federal or the state level, you cannot do what she did. The public deserved better. And as a result of that gross error in judgment, I think it's going to be the case that the entire criminal prosecution goes out the window. And even if it doesn't, they then have to assign it to a prosecutor's office who know nothing about the case, nothing about the details, haven't reviewed any of the evidence, It's an enormous setback. Just enormous. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Patrick, texting in from the 608, says he disagrees and that the audio evidence, meaning the call from Trump to Georgia Secretary of State Raffensperger, is all the court needs. No, that's not what we demand of the government when it prosecutes people. We also demand that the prosecutors do not have compromising conflict of interest ethical problems that undermines the trust of the entire public, not just the public that's inclined to agree with the charges, but the entire public. And this is all the more true when you have a former president as a defendant. The decisions that get made about Fannie Willis remaining on the case, and in this case, the appeals court decision not to let her and her entire office remain on the case, wasn't about the evidence. They don't reach the evidence. This is looking at whether or not the appearance of impropriety is so grave that the entire faith of the public in how the prosecution is proceeding has been so tainted. Now, interesting to note, all three of the judges on the appeals court, Republicans, but it was a divided decision. It was two judges said she's gone. They were the majority decision. One judge dissented. And this Republican said this. In Georgia, there is a general rule that says you will not disqualify a district attorney and their entire office for the mere appearance of impropriety. You have to find like an actual conflict of interest. And interesting to note here, the appeals court, the majority said, no, this case is so special that we won't follow that rule. And the dissent pointed out the reason we have rules is because they need to be followed even in the most important cases. I'm going to give you some of my other thoughts when we come back. I'm going to get to the shutdown. Don't go anywhere. We'll talk about Elon Musk. We'll talk about the Mangione federal indictment. So much happening. Keep it locked. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842.